Hello, world, and hey there, world, and thank you for tuning in to another Entranced with Bambi episode here on the Blog Talk Radio show. So today I thought that I was going to get into one of the more interesting topics, I think, in the community in general that I belong to, which is the transgender community, and that is called facial feminization surgery. Though I have never been under any kind of knife, I've never had any sort of plastic surgery. I've never had any type of, I've never had facial feminization surgery, but I do find that it's kind of one of those things in my community, at least, that a lot of girls do tend to go get. So I thought I would get into a little bit about that today. And what that basically is it's a set of reconstructive surgical procedures that alter typically male facial features to bring them closer to the shape and size of female. It can include various bony and soft tissue procedures. It can have anything from a rhinoplasty, cheek implants, lip augmentation, brow lifts. It just, the list really tends to kind of go on, as what I've noticed. So, again, it's one of those things that you can look into, and I'm not really, again, I've never had any of that kind of stuff done, but I think that to feel comfortable in your own skin, you need to follow your own path. So I won't necessarily say one way or the other, because, again, I've never looked into that as being an option for me. But, again, it's going to be up to you as to what you do. So, anyway, for most transgender people, that they feel that this is a medical necessity to treat gender dysphoria. It is just as important. It's not even the interesting thing, I think, is that they say that this is just as important, if not more important, than the actual genital reassignment surgery, from what I understand. So, yes, this is a pretty big deal. There are very few people that, there's a very small number of surgeons globally who specialize in facial feminization surgery. So I thought that was very, very interesting. So, yeah, you're not going to find, it's not going to be like you can go just to anywhere. You really need to do your homework on this. Some of the surgical procedures that are done in facial feminization surgery, they do things such as hairline correction, brow lift, like I said, cheek implant. I already went all over that. They do forehead recontouring. They do Adam's apple reconstruction, and they do all kind of associated procedures. So, you know, if you think about it, the kind of pain that a lot of women are willing to go through, you know, to search your perfection, especially in our community, where with the facial feminization surgery, some of the genital reassignment surgeries, and some of the breast implants, we really, really are. Sometimes, I guess, we're the one community that goes above and beyond. They also say that a lot of people that search for facial feminization surgery don't even have to be transgender, which I found really, really interesting. They say that a lot of drag queens and cross-dressers actually seek out for facial feminization surgery from a research that I have done, which I thought was pretty, pretty interesting, and thought that I would bring that about for you. So, okay, let's see, we got somebody going live. Hello there.
Hello.
Do you hear me, and how are you today?
Good, thanks.
I am so excited to do this interview with you, Ms. Lila, and how is your day going today? I was just going over some things that I have done with some personal research of the facial feminization surgery, so we're going to get into that a little bit with you today. So tell me about how you kind of got into what you're doing and the research that you've done.
Personally, I fell into this work, actually. In 2007, I was looking for a job in Spain, and I ended up becoming a receptionist for a clinic. And from there, it just led to becoming the patient coordinator for Dr. Capitan and Dr. Simon, who are the founders of Facial Team.
Wonderful. And now, from what I understand, your team will be doing something in March in New York, and so that's like really, really soon. So that's definitely not Spain. So let my viewers and whoever else is listening to the show, how can they contact you to find out more?
They can contact me by going to our website, www.facialteam.eu or .com, or email, that's Lilia, L-I-L-I-A, at facialteam.eu, and they can also give me a call. Our phone number's on the website.
Wonderful. And for those of those, and for those out there who really don't know what, you know, facial feminization surgery is, can you kind of go in and explain what exactly that is?
Of course. Facial feminization is a combination of procedures. Oh, it's not just one procedure, which includes both maxillofacial and plastic surgery. And the aim is to feminize the facial appearance. And it's usually based within the frame of theories on facial gender.
Wow. What is the best process towards finding out if it's right for you, if this is the correct, like if this is something that you want to do, how would you know that this would be something that is definitely right for you to do?
I would say first talk with other patients that have had FFS, talk with your transgender support groups, talk with your therapist, get as much education, listen to shows like this, thank you, Bambi,
sure,
about the surgery as possible. And of course, very important would be to have consultations with as many surgeons as possible. If not in person, at least by having them evaluate your photos. Our team has no problem telling a patient they don't need surgery, okay? So
right.
It's important to have that. And then after you have all the information together, I would say organize your thoughts, organize your feelings, make a list of pros and cons to help you decide if FFS really is for you.
Absolutely. And what are the biggest dangers of the process? What are the biggest, and what would you say that the biggest dangers of getting this done, and what are the biggest advantages of it?
Well, it's a major surgery, so just like any other surgery, it has potential complications, you know, that come along with general anesthesia, etc. But the most common disadvantage, I would say, to undergoing such a big surgery is that you have to have some kind of revision afterwards, a corrective procedure, and that's the biggest end of the disadvantage, which we as a team do our best to avoid. And we have an intensive pre-surgical protocol, which includes many consultations, and to make sure that your expectations are realistic. And because if your expectations are realistic, then the outcome is going to be satisfactory or beyond satisfactory, which is what we aim for. And finally, we also have an exhaustive pre-surgical diagnostic protocol of testing so that we get the measurements down to a millimeter, and that helps to avoid this problem.
Well, that seems very, very fair to me. When would you say is the right time to explore facial feminization surgery?
To start exploring any time is a good time. To start getting information about it. But I'd say the right time to actually start considering getting evaluations would be 6 months after having started hormones, to allow the hormones to kind of have their effect. And that way, you know, because that softens your facial tissues, it changes the skin texture.
Oh, sure. I know, I've been on them for about 10 years, and it's funny to me because I've been on them so long that it seems like I don't even remember what 6 months after them would be like. So this is just a very fascinating topic to me. What do you think would prompt someone to want facial feminization? Do you think that it's more for themselves, or do you think that it's more to fit into society?
It's both. I think it is about feeling better in your own skin, to see the person that you are in the mirror, to make your life easier, to build your confidence. Unfortunately, society hasn't caught up with the concept of gender variations. So it helps for social, career, personal integration if your gender role, your gender identity matches your outward appearance.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And we do live in a world that, well, fortunately or not, that the world lives by what they see. And I have noticed personally,
right,
even from my personal transition, that you're treated accordingly to, you know, what they see. And that is unfortunate, but it's true. Do you think the process is as much about readjusting your mind as about physical features? And do you think, and how traumatic emotionally do you think are the changes?
Okay, so the first question, I'd say we always recommend therapy before and after surgery. And I know that's not always sure. possible for everybody, but if you can, seek counseling. It's definitely a huge emotional experience. It's very trying, and nearly all of our patients suffer at some point after surgery an emotional crisis. It's usually within the first few days. And they'll
sure.
have regrets, you know, depression. It takes time to adjust, and it's a big step.
Okay.
And only doing the right soul searching yourself or, you know, getting professional help can really help you become prepared for that. And even people who come prepared, they still, you know, can have that emotional moment, and it's to be expected.
Well, sure, because you have to go through the bad to get to the good. So you're gonna have to kind of, it's kind of like whatever that you're doing.
No
pain,
no gain.
Like going back. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And really, that's not even just with facial feminization surgery. I can tell you that's with transition in general. You know,
in general,
because it is very painful to go from one state of being to the other. What does your facial team offer that others don't?
Well, I think we stand out for two main reasons. First, we are primarily and exclusively focused on facial feminization, FFS, nothing else. Technically speaking, as a team, we offer a higher level of specialization for each segment of the face. It's not just one surgeon. We have a maxillofacial, two maxillofacial, plastic surgeons, hair transplant specialists, and they all work
wow.
within the frame of feminization. And so you have several experts in their fields viewing your case from several different perspectives. So that enables us to you know, go beyond your standard evaluation. I'd say apart from that, it's our passion, it's our world, and we're proud to be hyper-specialized and to work with the transgender community. Secondly, I'd say we place such a great importance on patient care before, during, and after surgery. And before, we freely offer educational sessions and information to help you learn as much as possible about FFS. And once you're a patient of Facial Team, you are always part of our family.
That is wonderful. What kind of feedback are you getting from your patients?
It's glowing feedback. Patients are very happy. But of course, you know, there's always room for improvement. And we make a point of taking all criticism constructively and improve in advance, both technically and in terms of global patient care. So in general, our feedback is very good.
Wonderful. And what would you say is the expected recovery time from facial feminization surgery?
Again, it's really dependent on every individual, your age, your general health, what kind of health problems you have. But to say in general, 3 to 6 weeks before you can get back to some desk work, eight weeks or more before you can go back to doing some heavier duty sports, and about a year before you can really see the definitive results.
Isn't that something fascinating? And tell us again about, and make sure that you tell us again when the team is going to be doing some work in New York again. And I, because I want my caller, I want everybody who's listening to the show to really make sure that if this is going to be something that they're going to do, that they're able to get in touch with Facial Team.
Thank you. Yes, we will be at the Keystone Conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in March on the 19th and the 20th, offering free consultations as well as presentations. Along with in the consultations, we will be with our gender analyst, who will be doing a live virtual simulation of your photos. And that's all totally free. On Sunday, March 21st, we will also be in New York City offering free consultations again with live virtual simulations on screen.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, when you say that you're able to, so is this like, so you're actually able to take somebody's picture and you can kind of figure from there what kind of procedures or what they can kind of look like at the end of a surgery if they decide that this is what they're going to do?
The idea is that it's to use the simulation as just an illustration of what might be possible with the procedures that the doctor is recommending. And the doctors always recommend what they think are core procedures. They're not going to recommend anything that they don't think you really need, okay? So the simulation will help the patient see. Of course, it's a photo, so it's not 100% accurate. It's impossible to show you an exact representation of what the results will be, but it does help. A lot of patients have commented that it has helped them a lot get an idea of how their facial features would change.
Absolutely. And then what I think the one thing that I feel really, 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 really grateful for having you here on the show and for having you come and you discuss about this and having facial team, is that really they say that there are only a small number of surgeons globally who even specialize in facial feminization surgery.
That's right. You can count them probably on your hands, the amount of centers which specialize in FFS. And many of the centers, they're more focused on plastic surgery, or they're more focused on gender confirmation surgery. And I don't think there's any center that focuses at our level on FFS.
Correct.
In the world, really.
And I thank you so much for coming here on the show and talking about facial team. And again, and give us that website again for the people that are listening in on the show, because I know personally that when I put this out there and I said, look, everyone, I'm going to do a show on facial feminization surgery, I know that the response was incredible, and I know that a lot of people were really, really looking forward to this show, and I know that a lot of people were looking forward to listening in because they wanted the information. So just make sure that you give back again one more time how the people can get a hold of facial team. And it's
www.facialteam.com or www.facialteam.eu. If you just put facial team into Google, we should come up. Or you can reach me by email. It's Lilia, L-I-L-I-A, at facialteam.eu for Europe, because our main base is in Spain. Thank you, Bambi, very much for having us. It's an honor. And I also wanted to thank Ali Bradshaw in California for helping get this together.
Yes. I have to say that ever since I've really started working with Allie, she is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful person. She's a wonderful manager, and she really, really is helping me do a lot for this community. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. Are there any kind of closing words that you have to say? Because, like I said, I want to make sure that everybody out here, if they want to be able to get a hold, they're able to get a hold. We've given them the website. We've done an interview. We've done some questions. So, you all that are listening.
I would just say, if you want to chat with me, you could find me also on Facebook. That's how I met Ali, and our other social networks. I'm always connected. We offer also Skype consultations for people who aren't able to make it to one of our international meetings. And that's a way
Wonderful.
For you to speak with a doctor through a video consultation. It's a great tool. I would just say, as a closing note, just to all the people considering FFS out there, to realize that this is a major surgery, and it's not easy, and it's worth taking plenty of time. I'm talking months or even years to work through your options and make the right decision about whether to do it and where to do it.
Correct. Thank you so much for being a part of this show, and I can't wait to get this out there so that everybody can listen in. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bambi. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You also. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, callers. Now, if you decide that if you now, callers, of course, if you have anything that you want to add into the show, feel free to call 347-884-8177. Again, the number above is 347-884-8177. We have a little bit, we have almost 10 minutes of the show left. So, of course, I just did a wonderful interview with a representative from Facial Team, talking all about facial feminization surgery. So if you've had facial feminization surgery, if you are contemplating it, or anything that you, any input that you have, to talk about it. Again, feel free. The guest call-in number is 347-884-8177. Like I said, the interesting thing that I maybe didn't know about this is I get the fascinating part, or the one part that I could relate to, is how she said that a lot of people, they're readjusting to what you have actually done after the surgery, which is, most people have an emotional and mental breakdown. The one thing that I want to kind of add into that personally, Bambi style, is that no matter what you're doing, and especially if you're in transition in any sort of way, I think that you basically endure mental and emotional breakdowns. So I don't know if you have to remember that surgery or transition is not going to fix any deeper emotional issues. So if you have something else that's going on, or if you're kind of if you're kind of sad, or if you're upset about something else, you having surgery or you transitioning is not going to fix a deep emotional issue. And I think that sometimes I don't really necessarily understand why people would think that going and getting surgery or going and transitioning or going and doing this or going and doing that is always necessarily the answer. So, again, make sure that if you're going to transition, if you're going to have facial feminization surgery, that you are seeking therapy, that you are going into counseling, because these are some very major steps. And the one thing that I want the community to know, and it's not even just the community, because I want the world to know, is that these are some very major steps that very majorly change your life. And if you are not ready for those changes, you are basically pushing yourself into an ocean full of sharks, because you, again, it's being vulnerable, you're being in society, and people, I'm going to be honest with you, that it can be a very cruel world out there. So really make sure that this is something that you are 100% sure that you're going to do. Again, I have never had any kind of facial feminization surgery. I've never been under any kind of plastic surgery, really. I don't necessarily, it's not for me, but I certainly don't judge those that go and seek it. I guess because I started when I was younger, I never necessarily saw the point to me having to go and spend, because what I believe from the research, now I don't know, and if you're going to contact facial team, like I said, this is one of the very few companies out there that actually spends time as a team doing and specializing in this. But from what I've researched, facial feminization surgery can cost anywhere from $12,000 to $40,000. Now, I'm not really sure about it. I'm sure it's different for everyone, but I don't have $12,000 to $40,000 to spend on, or I didn't in the beginning, so I just didn't elect to go through there. Also, like I said, in our community, you have not only facial feminization, then you have the girls wanting to get the breast implants. So if you think about $40,000, then another $5,000, then another $30,000 for the surgery, I mean, it's like a couple $100,000 that you can really kind of spend it. Just imagine the things that we do to seek beauty in dire perfection. But I have one thing to say to you all. Beauty starts from within, and this is something that is coming from my heart. And if you want to look beautiful, have beautiful sight, beautiful words, have beautiful thoughts, and be a beautiful person. Because, like I said, no matter what you do surgically or how you try to change physically, it's not going to correct an ugly problem. And trust me, I have had some very ugly problems in my life, and it was stuff that came from the inside. So, again, that's where the crucial going and seeking a counselor, going and seeking therapy is, because you don't, please do not make these kind of decisions off a whim. Because I want to tell you something, in my community, especially in the transgender community, we tend to have a lot of people and a lot of you girls out there that make a decision on a whim. You make this decision overnight that, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be a woman, because you think that somehow your life is going to be easier. And let me tell you something, but I'm going to keep something real with you. There is no way on this earth that your life is going to be easier as a woman, because you think that somehow that it looks easy. There is nothing easy about this life. So if you're doing something on a whim, or because you're trying to change your identity, or because you just kind of went into like a midlife, or because you got kind of bored, I'm telling you, please do not follow through with something as serious as FFS or something as serious as transition, because I'm going to tell you the truth, you will end up in that same limbo that I was in the very beginning of my life. And that's why I want to make sure that I have a heart-to-heart with some of you callers, some of you listeners, some of you whatever that are calling in to listen to In Transit Bambi. And I thank you all again so much. And again, if you do want to call the show and you do have some valid input, 347-884-8177. But please just follow your heart, because your heart is going to lead to your mind. So if there's something in your heart that's telling you, oh, you know, this may not be the right thing for me to do, don't do it. Excuse me there. I had like a little hang up, happy thing. Make sure that you're putting all of your thought into it, and that in life in general, that you're not just putting, that you're not just putting a quick action, I guess, behind a thorough thought, meaning that you're not just quickly acting impulsively on something as serious as transition or as serious as facial feminization surgery. Because the last thing on earth that I want someone to end up with is regret and going, oh my God, what have I done? Or waking up and feeling like a freak, or waking up and feeling like a monster. And make sure that you tune into my YouTube channel as well, www.youtube.com/Bambi Show. I actually did a wonderful taping last week, and it was about horror moons, H-O-R-R, horror moons. And the one thing that I made sure that I reiterated on is that we all, in our journey, are idealistic. And if you look up the definition of idealistic, it's an unrealistic, it's actually an unrealistic thought to what you're trying to perceive or trying to achieve perfection. Now, this happens in young boys, this happens in young girls in puberty all the time. You've got to get rid of your idealistic thoughts to your journey, and you have to be more realistic, because a lot of times we're not being honest with ourselves. We think that we can jump into something, and then at the end of the day, it's going to be perfect, and nothing is perfect. And it's actually, I know it seems a little bit ironic, but to me it's the imperfections in a person, or the imperfections in a situation, or the imperfections in something that make me draw to that or love that even more. It's not necessarily the perfection. And really what's perfect in my mind is not perfect in someone else's mind, so keep that in mind as well, no matter what that you're deciding to do in life. I've really had a buku ton of fun here on In Trance with Bambi Nicole. Next week, you'll have to stay tuned and listen in, and we will find another wonderful guest to come onto the show next week. Make sure that you're following me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Bambi Show. Make sure that you're following my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/Bambi Show. And also bring as many of your friends. As you'd like to hear In Trance with Bambi on the Blog Talk Radio Show, blogtalkradio.com/In Trance with Bambi. You all are the reason why I'm out here doing what I'm doing, why I'm out here giving interviews, why I'm out here doing my research, why I'm out here working extremely hard, why I'm out here making videos, so that I can keep you informed, that I can make you smile, that I can show some motivation, inspiration, or hopefully have someone crack a smile or two or three or four or many. So anyway, yes, you all are making me possible. I thank you all so much. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. Make sure that you're tuning in. Make sure that you're following. And also, like I said, you will have to stay tuned to find out what is going on with Homegirl next week, because me and Miss Allie are working very hard together to keep you all up to date, keep you all informed, and keep you all entertained. And again, feel free to call in the show. Guest call in 347-884-8177. Again, 347-884-8177. make sure that you're staying tuned. Make sure that you're calling in, and I will see you again soon, my loves. Thank you so much. Bye.